We're doing Rav Chalap on the parasha. It says, Avram arose and bowed to the people of the land, to the son of Chet, to the sons of Chet. Avram's in the middle of a heavy mourning. His wife just passed away. His wife had done nothing wrong, and she was bigger than him. He was small next to her. And right here he's looking at her who passed away. It's not easy for him. And nonetheless, Avram teaches us respect, dealing with dignity, with the dignity of the people of the land. And he used all the norms, and he adhered to the Torah and also adhered to the social norms so as not to offend anyone. He says thank you to the people he has to thank. He bows to the people he has to bow to. And he doesn't lose his cool. One of the great things about Avram is he doesn't lose his cool. I was standing before an operation of a kid, and I couldn't fall asleep. And as I'm tossing and turning, I said to myself, you know, this is really crazy. Because Avram Avinu had 3 days' journey to slaughter his son. It's not a healthy operation. It's not a fun operation. It's not that they're telling you it's minuscule. There's nothing, you have nothing to worry about. Everything's okay. It's a joke. We're just going to take care of it. And you know you have a person who's doing a great job. And everything's great. It's just human nature. You're antsy. Avram Avinu is going through something where he doesn't think he's going to see his kid 4 days from now. And he has to be the one to perform it. And yet it says he gets up in the morning. That means he slept the night before. How do you do that? That's when you're so connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can have the tranquility. Things don't faze you. Why do things faze us? Because we take responsibility and we feel control that are illegitimate. They're not real. I have to be responsible. I have to make sure it works out right. And what if it doesn't work out right? Did I do what I was supposed to do? So why am I upset if I've done mine? Avram Avinu can stand there and discover that his wife just passed away. And he doesn't lose his cool. The Torah purposely delineates the points of how Avram kept the laws of mourning. We learn laws of mourning from Avram. And at the same time kept the social norms and kept the dignity and dealt with everyone the way he should have dealt with. And that's why the Torah tells you the details. He bowed where he was supposed to bow. He thanked where he was supposed to thank. We learn about how much a person is supposed to, A, not be fazed. A person can be upset, a person can be hurt, not be fazed, and how much we're supposed to respect the ways of the land. Avram works with the social norms, and he's going to talk to them in the manner that they expect, so that he is respectful of their social norms as well.